This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's still summertime, and Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio is blasting out unlocked Patreon episodes right here from the poolside. Normally, you could go to patreon.com/magictavern to hear some rad bonus content, but this week, we're basking in the sun and doing sick dives off the board. But back in Foon, there's a dark and grim place known as Shrike, and those two chuckleheads, Baron Ragoon and Dripfang, have their own podcast. So slip on your flip-flops, grab a dreamsicle, and enjoy the first episode of Masters of Mayhem, Season 3.
Hello from the Forbidding Castle. You're listening to Masters of Mayhem, cursed content from the wretched realm of Foon. I am your host, Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon, Steward of the Shrike Valley. About 26 Bort nights ago, my world crumbled when I learned of the ignominious defeat of my Dark Lord, the would-be conqueror of the world. Defeated, I have returned to my ancestral seat of Shrike, where I consolidate my power, plot those dark deeds that may yet still be worth doing, and produce a podcast. Joining me in this tactical retrenchment is my colleague and house guest, the chef inquisitor turned savior of Foon. His business is necromancy, his sinew is snake, and his rent is pancakes. Dripfang Le Desperé.
Can I tap you off on those pancakes? Do you want another one?
I shouldn't, but yes, I will have one more pancake.
I'll load you up. I'll give you two more just in case because...
I don't need two...
Look.
Sure. Why not?
Don't deny yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, since I've been here, you've only got more cut. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what your training regimen is. You go one way, I go the other.
I do some rage punching.
Oh, sure.
Sometime. Yeah. Sure. You do it. I know we all do some rage punching these days.
Absolutely. I've done a lot of void screaming lately.
Oh.
I'll use one of your spell books to open a pocket void, and I'll just yell my frustrations into that. So either I've created several voids that are full of curse words, or I've created one very small concentrated cluster of parallel dimensional curse words. We're all coping the way we can.
A vulgar vortex of some sort.
That's a way better way of putting it. Yeah, something that is swirling and howling and screaming and cursing. Overall, just pretty metal and something you could sell tickets to. Can I top you off on syrup, too? You want more
Please.
Of this syrup?
Please.
Okay, I got the tap from the haunted trees in the Arboretum.
Oh, yeah. Hey... So, I want to say this now, before you talk me into another mimosa, and we end up just having one of those slow days,
okay.
I want to do some real plotting and scheming today.
Okay.
I have been looking over my numbers of the forces I've assembled,
sure.
Of the flotsam and jetsam left over from the Dark Lord's army. Many of them have come to Shrike. I'm trying to plan some big moves. I know you've got stuff going on,
oh, yeah.
And I think... You've been here, it's been a year and a half since the Dark Lord, you know, failed and was dissipated. And I think we got to get, it's time to start moving on stuff.
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to say someone refilled your mimosa tankard. Whether it was me or whether it was someone else, I'm not going to reveal. But there is more champagne and OJ in that tankard. Because I think that'll help. I think the vintage and the tartness of the oranges that we're using here. Because everything here in the Shrike Valley, I've noticed, even if it is supposed to be naturally on the sweet side, has something cut through it that makes it, and I don't want to say strange, because that's almost derogatory.
But fell. There is,
yes, fell. With a sadness to it as well.
Yeah.
It really, yeah. Like, everything I know about sommelier work is really being put to the test here. Because, first of all, okay, for anyone who's listening at home or on, like, a prison barge or wherever the fuck this goes, again, all this time that we've been doing it, not exactly sure.
I think it's really about the act. But yes, to anyone listening out there, really superfluous to making a podcast, but sorry, but go on.
No, not at all. Like, just generally what you think you know about something. Here in Shrike, everything is just a little bit off. You know, it's just a little, everything's like 3 centimeters to the left.
It really warms my heart to hear that, because that took work. That took work. It wasn't like that when I came to power.
Really?
This was the gem of the Midlands. Well, the tourist agency said that, but
sure.
It was.
I mean, you pay them to come in and give you a slogan, and they give you gem of the Midlands. You're like, wow, thanks. I'm glad we spent the Chamber of Commerce budget on that one.
Yeah, so I put that to an end. I killed that guy.
That's only fair.
Yeah, and I turned Shrike from the quiet little bucolic valley that it was to the one 3 centimeters just off that you're seeing here.
A lot of bats. Can I just point that out? There's a lot of bats of various sizes. Some just walking the halls.
Yeah, that, you know what? I didn't do that specifically on purpose.
That might have been me then. Oh, sorry. So they were here before I got here.
Yeah. They just kind of just, you know, they could tell it was homey.
Gotcha.
You know,
I'm plumbing various regions of the Nether Realm.
Right.
The dark lands beyond, the gray space from which none return, but that I force things to return to because I'm a necromancer. And a lot of the work that I've been doing have been letting certain many-eyed, many-tentacled, befanged and misshapen by some measures to be into this physical realm.
You know, sometimes you just look at a thing and instead of having a shape, you can tell it has a misshape.
Exactly. You can tell that that's not right. When you're making a cake and you take it out of the oven, it's like no cake is a bad cake, but I was trying for one thing and I got something else.
Yeah.
I was still going to serve it because I made you ungrateful motherfuckers a cake. But at the same time, I know in my heart that what I was trying for was something in the shape of a dragon. And it came out of Wyrven, and I just have to live with that. But most of those are because I've been trying to find the soul of Usador in order to destroy it.
Yeah.
I was denied my vengeance, as everybody. There's a lot going on. In the intervening year and a half that I've been around, a lot of bad information has gotten out about me being the savior of Foon, about how I killed the Dark Lord.
Yes, and I hope you don't mind that I thought I put a little spin on it when I said it in the intro so that everyone knows that we're down on that, but
right.
I know you didn't save this shithole
no,
of a world.
Fuck no, that's not my role in this thing. I'm not here to save anybody. I was trying to do quite the opposite. It just happened that the sword that I forged was the one that was used.
I know.
Right. So the instrument of his demise, Usador, my nemesis, who I hate but I respect, also perished, and I've been denied my vengeance. So I'm going to reach out where he thinks there is some respite and destroy whatever piece that he has, which I think might be the most evil thing of all. So that's just kind of what I'm working on. Also, I've been trying to get this butter that you have here infused with a couple of different things, just like different flavor profiles and textures here. And I want your honest opinion on this because I combined this butter with a jelly that emerged from one of those vortexes that you were talking about earlier.
All right, let me just have a little taste.
And I need you to be honest because the only thing that will help me is constructive criticism.
I can believe this is not butter.
Your eyes have gone completely black, just so you know.
Oh, I can kind of feel it. I can, like...
Okay, great.
I can see. I can still see, but right. I can almost see too much.
Yeah, okay. That's a great... I'm going to write that in my notebook. Will give sight beyond reason. Would you say sight beyond reason?
Yes, because I do not know the reason for this.
Okay, the mimosa might be able to counteract that a little bit.
Did you see that sound?
I heard a sound. I didn't see it, though. Ooh, synesthesic aspects to sight beyond reason. There it is again! I just heard another thing again. What's going on?
I don't know. I have not seen that sound before. Oh, I guess I'm also hearing it. But that sounds like it's coming from the stairwell.
Oh, okay. I'm always armed. Do you need to grab something before we go over there and find out what it is?
Yeah, this'll do. I can stab someone with
this. Good God, look at the size of that! See, you wouldn't be able to lift that when I first knew you, but now you've even cut and stronger. And you just lifted that, what, the scythe standard?
I just like the look of it when I killed its wielder and just kind of stuck it in the wall here. And honestly, I needed help putting it in the wall. Came out super easy.
All right, well, let's head over to the staircase, see what the fuck that noise was, and if we gotta kill it. I'm gonna take my pancakes.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this mimosa. This is great.
Oh, who's that?
Who
goes up there?
It's a dwarf. Stand.
Hey, close that door up there. You're letting all the dark out now.
Oh, great point.
Oh, yeah. Who goes there? Speak. You stand before the Baron of Shrike, lord of this castle.
And his friend.
Oh, yes, and my friend.
Friend got a name there, or just the Baron of Shrike got a name there?
You just went by title.
I am Shanglebirth Ragoon, and do you want to do your name, or should I?
Oh, no, I'll do my name. My name is Kurt Russell.
Oh, all right, then. Come on down in here.
I'm not giving him my real name yet. I don't know if he's going to try to use it against me.
Yeah.
It might be some name magic. Hello?
Hello. What y'all doing up down here?
What are we doing up down here?
Yeah, what are y'all doing up down here? Come to check in? Dark Lord, doing a good job for him, yeah?
I am the bear. This is my castle. This is my castle.
Well, you go ahead and tell that Dark Lord of yours that I'm going to get down there end of the month.
I'm sorry, are you? What's happening at the end of the month?
I'm going to finish digging this hole here. Almost down, break down to the underworld there.
What? You are digging down to the underworld under my castle?
Oh, you got a bunch of crawfish in your ears, sir? Yes! Where you been? That's what the purpose of the staircase.
I'll have you know, I only put crawfish in my craw.
And if they're stuck in there, forget it. Then he's peeved. Now I think it's just the communication difference. I could have been digging to the underworld this whole time. I've been using magic tomes. Master Dwarf, hi.
Yeah?
Kurt Russell here. Call me Pliskin. The hole that you're digging is to the underworld. Do you access it? Maybe to unleash its secrets? Were you contracted to do some work?
Ask questions about why. I get told to do a job. I come down here and I do the job.
Okay, sure. Okay, so what we're dealing with here is labor. I'm going to conference with the head of the castle real quick. Did you bring in a crew to dig to the underworld in your castle?
I did not. I mean, I was away from here for a while, you'll recall.
That's true.
I mean, he mentioned the Dark Lord. I'm assuming this was part of the expansions to the castle that he set off.
That's right.
I mean, I keep focusing on how tall the tower is now, but he was probably, of course, he was digging down as well.
Sure, it's a bit of a yin and a yang thing. For as high as we reach, the lower we have to plumb.
I mean, that is actually a pretty classy move.
Now you go back there, you tell that Dark Lord of yours that I'm going to finish this job by the end of the month, and then he can set my family free.
Okay, I got it.
There we go. I was going to just say what the wages of a particular job like this was going. You have a name there, friend?
I got a name.
Ooh, he's playing it cool, just like I did.
Well, we are the Dark Lord's Dark Lieutenants, and we command thee. Give us your name, Master Dwarf.
Oh, Goldie, Hawn there.
Wait a minute.
All right, Goldie.
Sorry, I gotta admit to something to you there. That's not my name. I saw a hunk of gold on the ground, and then I felt a yarn coming on.
Sure. Well, I was attracted to you, much like you were a bird on a wire. Then, if we're all being honest, then I will admit something as well. Dramatic flourish. I am not Kurt Russell. Jinfeng Le Despare, chef inquisitor of the Dark Lord, necromancer, and, let's say, raconteur.
And I, as I said, am Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon, and it occurs to me I want to have another. I know we just had a conference, but I think we cut it a little short. One second. Jinfeng.
Yeah.
Should we tell this guy that the Dark Lord has been defeated, has dissipated to the realms of Ephesius, has failed in his grand scheme to remake this wretched realm?
This is something I think we can slow play.
Because okay, all right.
What I've found when people in the employ of the Dark Lord find out that he's not around anymore, they react one of two ways.
Too big. Yeah.
Right. It's either huzzah freedom or they try to kill me with whatever's handy.
Right.
So let's just ease into this. I just realized he admitted not to being Goldie Hawn, but didn't admit to what his actual name is.
Oh, he is a crafty. What? That's dwarves for you. Crafty.
Crafty.
They're very crafty.
Very crafty. Not to generalize, but yes, a crafty
fellow. I'll generalize.
Yeah, fine, why not? Excuse me, Dwarven buddy. Hey, Dwarven buddy. Since you're not Goldie Hawn, I would inquire as to your authentic name.
I don't know if I can trust you two. Last time I trusted someone, the Dark Lord took my family down into a little pit.
That sounds like him.
Yeah.
Said he'd lower a little bit of lava on top of them just a teensy bit at a time until there was so much lava that they might be inclined to die. Said go down there in that pit there. He said keep digging till you get to the bottom of the world. So here I dig.
Huh. And you're hoping that he releases them from the little bit of lava?
Oh, yeah. Must be lava up to the ankles by now.
Mm.
Oh. Well, unless they're particularly hardy.
There are all sorts of things that live without feet.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, there's lots of things that live within lava. We don't have any more of your family here to ransom or hold captive or bury under a non-insignificant amount of lava. So if you give us your name, we will not hold it against you.
All right. You going to keep this to yourself? You don't tell a soul about my name now.
Oh, sure. You know what? Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
No one will know what your name is, Master Dwarf. We don't. I mean, unless people listen to podcasts, but...
I mean, the numbers show that, like, especially for the type of thing that we're doing, apparently, from what I heard, they fluctuate greatly.
Yeah.
You need to kind of be in front of a tabletop and have some sort of structure for this sort of thing to be
your
very,
secret
very
is
popular.
Safe.
Yeah, you're all right.
In my opinion, you got to pick a play and then watch every iteration of the play.
Yeah. That's
and then talk story. About it while the play is going on.
Sure. Every installment of it, that you have to have some manner of commentary and then have people write you questions about it that you could answer.
That they could easily form their own opinions on.
Sure. Yeah. This is good advice. Art thou some manner of podcaster, Mancer?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I've just dabbled a little bit in my day, but...
All right, I'm gonna use the sword. Sir!
Hey!
This blade at your neck can go in two directions.
I think it's a Zweihander.
Across your throat, spilling your blood down this seemingly endless stair, or, you know, back by my side. So which is it?
Between those are the two options there?
Just tell us your name!
It's just, all right.
Yeah, this is a binary on this one.
Your arms seem to be shaking holding that sword. Are you sure your muscles are capable of keeping it up that long?
It's not my everyday sword.
And I conjured this book, and it did confirm that it's called a Zweihander. Normally, it's held with two hands. It's quite a heavy blade. Yeah, your name, dwarf. Your name.
Scrom Goggle Manafort.
Oh.
Have you heard of me?
Well, I mean, it's a very common name for a dwarf. Scrom Grobble Gaminforth?
Not even Scrom Woggle Manafort.
Scrom Dobble Gableforth.
You know what? Yes.
I feel exhausted from that. Let's take a quick break, and then we can talk to Scrom, to Snake Plissken.
That was me, but now that's you.
Nestled deep in the murky mountains, where the air is thick with possibility, there's a little valley, big dreams, where cobblestone paths soaked in history lead to quiet cul-de-sacs, striking vistas, and sometimes back upon themselves endlessly with no escape. Sure, you've heard its name, but do you really know Shrike? While many thought Shrike was down and out after the destruction of its Dark Lord, the people of Shrike want you to know they're still here, and they're not going anywhere, as long as the archers have something to say about it. So come visit Shrike's bustling villages and experience the down-home hospitality of being grabbed off the street and rushed inside with the first hint of wolfbat wings in the air. Explore our shops and apothecaries, stocked with plunder from across the continent. Enjoy the signature tanginess of our local cuisine. Appreciate natural wonders like our rolling hills with eyes, whisper-filled groves, and the largest blasted heath this side of Daggerdale. With gibbering endorsements from the maddest of haggard crones, Shrike is showing that we're here to stay. And if you love the nightlife, or just hate and fear the sun, Shrike has you covered. Head to Little Orkely, where once abandoned goblin warrens now house a thriving community of orcs and the orc adjacent. You can enjoy a tasty meal of meat while enjoying the local signature street performance, Fighting to the Death. Can't make it to Shrike yourself? No worries, because it just may be that Shrike is coming to you. If you're interested in living the Shrike life in your own town or village, just wait until a dark and stormy night. Then, over a glass of vodka in the corner of some fetid watering hole, ask your deputy mayor, ambitious sheriff, or local lord's incompetent second son if perhaps things wouldn't be better with a change in leadership around here. Your alliance is now secured. Bribe or blackmail a scrivener to compose a message to Baron Ragoon, Ragoon Castle, Shrike Valley, wherein you profess an interest in butterfly husbandry and await further instructions. And steel yourself for dirty work. So whether you're looking for a new darkness to obey, or if you, like the orphan Phantasmagoria wandering the valley, are just hungry for a taste of something new, think Shrike. Shrike, the occluded gem of the Midlands.
Scrom, if I could remark on the quality of this particular hole.
Ooh.
It is deep, it is dark, and you have dug through some pretty gnarly material to get through this, because I'm looking, there's sediment, there's soil, but then there's solid rock, and then also, Shanglebirth, just so you know, there's a lot of bone down here.
Oh yeah, dragon bone, reptile bone, big old cat bones. Ah, you name a bone, I found it.
It's amazing that you could get through dragon bone. It's notoriously resilient.
I mean, fantastic work, Scrom?
Well, I won't say no to a Scrom love fest. Say more. What else do you like about me?
Well, I mean, your beard is nicely groomed, and I say that as someone who likes to think his beard is nicely groomed.
Oh, you don't read that, do you? My beard. How can you see my beard is pitch black in here? The radiance, I guess.
I poisoned him before we got down here. He's got sight beyond reason.
Oh.
It's brighter than anything down here for me.
Yeah, if anything, he sees more than he's ever seen before.
I don't like it.
You're not supposed to, I don't think. I'd like to give you a compliment if we're getting on this compliment train.
Please.
Your gauntlets match your overalls.
Do they?
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I have snake vision, so I'm able to see as in darkness as in light I'm able to see. So, yes, I should say they match each other quite fetchingly. And it's
I never knew.
If I could inquire as to the manner of which you've been getting through this material, because I'm looking around for tools.
Oh, no. We don't use tools where I come from. Take a look at my fingers.
Go!
Oh!
Wow!
Yeah.
Go!
Whoa!
The biggest hands I've ever seen!
Oh, yeah, big old hands. When they say that of a dwarf with big hands, it means he can dig really deep into the earth.
I thought you were standing between two wagon wheels.
No,
just my hands there. Use them for scraping, see? Oh, that noise.
That rock came out like it was whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
You've gone so... I mean, we must be down so deep. I mean, some of these bones must be from half an age ago, like 20,000 years, when Shrike Valley was the nest of the Great Dragon Shrine. That's a fun little Shrike Valley history fact for everyone.
Add that to the brochure, I think. I know that you killed the marketing team that brought in earlier, but... if you bring new people on, have them add that to the fun facts section.
Say, I got a question for you. You all been up on the up top recently, yes?
Most of the time, yeah.
Hey,
you get any news from a man named Scragglewan Thumpledorp?
Not. I haven't. I can't speak for the Baron, but I have not received news from that on that particular topic.
I feel like I would remember that. Sure. I always check the return address on my letters. What was it?
Scragglewan Thumpledorp. You see, he used to be an assistant of mine, you see. He used to tell jokes all day long. Used to get me guffawing like a really happy person. And one day he says, you know what? I'm gonna go up top, and I'm gonna make it, and I'm gonna make other people laugh. And I said, you do it. And we had a nice little cry, and he kissed me on the mouth. Strangest thing I ever that ever happened. Anyway, I just wanted to see if he made it as an entertainer.
As an entertainer, I don't know whether he made it. I'm not sure he made it at all. Anyone trying to leave the job site while the Dark Lord was on the job site probably did not make it.
There was a lot of them that were untimely executed that then I was then resurrecting and then putting back to work on various job sites. There was a lot of dead labor involved on the...
Dripfang, do you remember any funny dwarf zombies that you resurrected?
Offhand, I'm not... there's none that are really coming up right... but again, I was so busy with other things, I didn't spend a lot of time, and it was like a division of labor, like your management, but you're also resurrecting labor, and you're putting them to work. So there wasn't a lot of fraternizing. I mean, we can check when we're back.
How long till you break through, do you think? Because if you're done, you can come up, but we're still gonna...
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare come back up there with the Dark Lord up there. Like you said, he come fry me good.
We should just tell him.
This...
well, you think now? All right, now.
We should find out where his family is.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because we might be able to just get his family out without telling him the whole... without giving up the goose. We gotta watch our goose on this one. All right. Did you... this might seem a silly question. Do you remember where the Dark Lord buried your family under a bunch of lava?
He said it specifically.
Okay.
Underneath the pickle tree, that is where your family be. Then, if they not be there still, then look between the whippoorwill and... the next best thing to whippoorwills would be when the milk is spilled. Unless it come from cow of three, that is where your family be.
They're lost.
They're gone. Yeah, that's it.
I'm not figuring that out. They're gone.
There's no way. And if you tried to ask me to repeat that back, my nose would start shooting blood out of it.
What do you mean they're gone?
We're not going to be able
I'm
to
not
find
looking.
Them. You lost
I'm
me
not.
At whippoorwills. There was a pickle tree, and I was like, okay, I might know where that is. There was
pickle
a pickle tree.
Tree.
There was a pickle tree where they built that rock climbing wall and Skur, and then it kept going. We do not know where your family is, but we do have okay news that we can let you know.
Yeah, we shouldn't say that. Like, if you remember that rhyme, we can look into it, but I personally... do not want to solve that riddle.
Well, the only thing that matters is that the Dark Lord knows where my family is. And once I break through to the underworld, he'll tell me where they are and he'll set them free. And he said he'd unlava them the best of his abilities.
Okay, I have so an existential question.
If I lost my family, would I kill myself down here? Oh, you bet.
Great.
In a painful way that would inconvenience lots of people.
Sure. All right. Well, follow-up question. Are you someone who is better dealing with potential grief through familiar work or through a brand new task?
Did you say familial work, as in reconnecting with my family?
You
better believe it.
Okay. Just a quick conference again with my friend.
Something going on between the two of you? You love to conference with each other. Hey, I'm cool.
We're schemers. We just love scheming.
Planners by nature, dastardly, very evil all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's that Dark Lord in you.
Oh, yeah. We gotta, this guy... We're about to break someone.
I know. But I canonically hate riddles.
No, that's...
it's a well-established thing about you. It's referenceable at other places. If you answer that riddle...
His family is as good as gone.
No, like, they're toast. They're absolutely toast or straight.
Either they escaped on their own or they're dead, but we're not able to help them on this.
No. So we can either point this dwarf back to the surface so that he can try to find him on his own, or we leave him to this toil, leaving him in literal complete darkness about a task that he was doing to preserve his family's life.
It's just that a stairwell to the underworld would be such a get.
It's pretty fucking badass. I'm not gonna lie. To have a stairway directly to the underworld absolutely kills it.
Yeah. So, here's what we'll do.
Okay.
Maybe... Oh, Will?
Here, sit. Oh, you no. Do it, and I'll just agree with whatever you do.
Okay, no, I was really excited that I just started to say, here's what we'll do, without really a plan.
Oh no.
I thought it would come to me.
Right.
I thought maybe we'd do it together.
Okay, yeah, and I was really hoping that you had a plan so that I could just agree with it.
Let's ask this guy. Let's get him in on this.
Cool.
Hey, Master Dwarf.
Yeah?
Help us out here.
Scrom. By Scrom.
All right. I'm going to tell you the truth here, and then I'm going to put an asterisk on it.
Ooh.
Like a home run record.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to do a podcast comparing the big hitters.
Could you give us... All right, so sidebar.
Wait, yep. You two whisper.
Oh, yeah, no, conference. Can we conference? Who are your big three hitters?
No one could beat Gunch Flumber.
Unbelievable. Yeah, he played for the Timberland Athletes.
Absolutely. Yep. And then there was, old-timer, you know, but Infant Deborah... 15 feet tall if he was an inch. Used to take a whole tree out the ground. Wallop!
And see, people disregard the numbers that Infant Deborah put up because of the era that Infant Deborah played in. But what they have to understand is what defines a great hitter is that you could put them in any generation and that they were... And who's going to stop a 15-foot Infant Deborah from hitting?
People have been hitting balls with sticks for as long as people have been around. For as long as the stars have twinkled in the sky. If I ever lost my family, I'd kill myself.
All right, that was enough for three, and if you didn't get three, it's on you. Here's what I know, and my magical expert friend here will back me up.
Yeah?
I have some exciting news for you. The Dark Lord is dead. Asterix, his spells still hold, so you must complete your bargain with him to get your family, who are certainly still alive if they were at the time of bargain.
If there's one thing I know about the Dark Lord, is that even in death, he would still want those he was tormenting to suffer. So he would not spare your family with the gentle grace of death, but rather keep them in whatever magma-based limbo he was forcing them to live in while you completed your task. So if you complete your task, then from the bonds they will be freed. And then that's a happy ending for everybody.
Yep.
So... You're telling me I gotta keep digging this here hole all the way down to the underworld, get my family out of the magma pit by the three cows.
Yeah, under the pickle tree.
Whippoorwills. Again, that riddle as intricate as it was and how obviously great, went in one ear and right the fuck out the other. I grabbed onto one branch of that riddle, and it was about trees, which I think are whippoorwills. And I...
They're birds.
They're birds? Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Legitimately, I also thought they were trees. Or a plant of some sort.
You know what? You're thinking of weeping willows.
You're both thinking of weeping willows.
We would have been digging in the wrong spot for years. We've been running around every weeping willow trying to find this guy's family.
Oh, who am I kidding? They're dead.
What? No.
They're dead.
No,
you said they're lost.
No.
I was expressing my own laziness at the thought of helping you.
And I was expressing the fact that, yes, at my own laziness, that I refuse to engage in the effort that it would take to find your family.
No. I've been digging this hole for 95 years over here.
Oh, my God. 95 years.
At a rate of a gallon of lava per hour, they got to be... at least up to the next by now. I'm not a math guy, but I think they're dead. Nevertheless, I'm a month away from completing my journey. And if I'm going to find my family anywhere, the only way to do it is to go down.
Is in the underworld.
Yeah.
You got to look in the underworld.
The first place you got to look is in...
Pardon me, there's just a couple of void screams coming out. It's kind of the only thing I can do to pass the time down here.
Oh, sure. Oh, you got void screams down here. Yeah. It's a great way to deal with stress. Sure. Hey, I'm going to give you this crystal. If you come across someone in the underworld who is not related to you, but who is a blue wizard who I hate, this crystal will begin screaming, and it will release a bright blue light. I just need you to hold it so I'll hear the scream and then I'll know where he is. And also, this isn't to discourage you to find your family, too. I'm really looking for this guy so I can destroy his soul.
And I'm going to give you these pancakes, which I just can't finish. I cannot finish.
Some fluffy good pancakes. What do you eat normally? What is happening down here for 95 years?
Rocks, dirt, my own...
Go on.
No, I think we got it.
No, shit and piss, of course. That's on a Friday.
Yeah, that was it.
Right. Well, yep. We were in the neighborhood. I just wanted to make sure we were at the right house.
Oh, yeah, you can't waste piss and shit down here. Nothing else than for company. The shit told me the funniest story. Get this. 'Twas a dog, see? A talking dog. And the one man, he had company over. And the talking dog, and he said something or other that I can't remember. Keep in mind, this was a piece of shit telling me the story, right?
Right. Sure. Grading on a curve
anyway,
here.
I think he's going somewhere.
A piece of shit in the entertainment industry. That's a first. Commentary. We can't let this guy on the surface. He's not ready.
Did you just high-five yourself there?
Yeah. I'll do it again. You have to congratulate yourself when you say something incisive.
Meanwhile, I've been holding my hand up for about 25 minutes waiting for a high-five.
I'm so sorry.
I thought it was a rock face. It's so big.
I was surprised you've been able to ever put them down. Biggest damn hands I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to high-five this part of your hand, and hopefully it registers.
I'll get this bit.
Oh, yeah. Felt that real good.
You have the opposite. So I have soft hands, because I've never worked in a day in my life. And you have the most calloused hands I have ever seen and sensory perceived in my entire existence.
Well, thank you. You know who loved it? My dead wife.
No, she's not dead. You don't know that she's dead. She might be dead.
You know what? I myself will not find your wife, but if you finish this... stairwell to the underworld and you do not find your family there, come back up and I will assign some orcs or some brigands to help you look. What can we do to help you finish your job here, Scrom?
Oh, just leave me alone down here. I'm good by myself. No help, unless you can find someone that can say something funnier than this piece of shit that I got laying around here. Let me ask you two a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down here looking for my family, trying to find the only thing that brings me joy in this world.
Oof. Yeah.
What about you two? Who's that special person in your life brings you joy?
Yeah.
He's got an answer. I'm a husk. I live a pretty libertine existence where I would flit from pleasure to pleasure, and now I've dedicated myself to only revenge. That's what keeps the lights on in my shack, destroying a impermanent soul. Shanglebirth, you want to run him down the list of things you physically enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, you caught me at a real interesting point in my life. I'll be honest, I've kind of had to reassess things right now, but I've tried to enjoy the little things. Like, you know, watching your children scurry up and down the walls.
Got the weirdest fucking kids. Did you ever meet these kids at all? The twins? The twins are something out of a fucking fairy tale.
Okay,
But what fairy tales are based on? I'm answering the question. Sorry, I was editorializing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, it's easy to get, like, stuck in your head and be, like, trying to take over the world when, like, there are perfectly good towns you can take over barely a week's ride away. And, you know, it's just about enjoying the little things around you. That's what I'm trying to tell myself. And, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You know, some moments you just want to get a giant novelty sword you got off of a small Goliath and run yourself through. But then you're like, no, not today. Just drink yourself to sleep today, and tomorrow is a brand new day.
I thought the air was dark down here.
You okay there, sir?
Did you just hear him? No.
That was one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
And this guy's family's dead. Or might be. I don't...
I'm praying for them to be dead right now. I'm so freaking close to busting through into the underworld, I assume. He told me it was about 190 feet down.
Wait, so your 1 month is just kind of a guesstimate?
Yeah.
It's a contractor. Has any of them ever given you, like, a solid date that they were going to be done?
No, Fair enough. All right, I'll high-five that one.
Yeah, high-five. We've all had work done at the house, and it's taken forever.
My normal rate is one family per trip to the underworld, so I figure if I take my sweet time about it, I can get a couple other families out of the lava as well.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you have I'm a bunch of real piece of shit. I have many families across the land. Oh, yeah.
Well, goddammit, we were sympathizing with you.
No. One time I was at the county fair there, seeing a big old whirligig fly through the sky. One family was there. I was there with my other family. Boy, was my face red, and boy, were my hands clenched together.
So is this like a bigamy or trigamy thing, or are these
children? No, bastard children. Oh, yeah, they bastards.
All right, well, I get you there.
And you've been able to keep all these families secret from each other this entire time?
Not even close. No. They're constantly running into each other. I am not a smart man.
What geographically?
Do they know that they're, or are they, like, oblivious to each other? How do you make sure, like, two of your teen children don't date? How do you do that?
That's a great question.
Well, I'll answer that question with another question. So what?
Okay. Hey. All right.
You are a real piece of shit.
You guys are absolute piece of shit. Wow, Scrom, this is quite the revelation. Geographically, how far apart are these families?
Same town. Constantly running into each other. Constantly. The look of disappointment in every children's eye when they see me coming in the door. No one wants me around.
So the Baron drinks himself to sleep at night for his... How do you sleep at night?
Scream into the void until I get tuckered out.
Sure.
Fall asleep face down in a pile of the most hilarious shit you ever heard.
All right, well, I will say this. Whatever your family situation is, you clearly love them since you responded to a threat against their safety. So,
oh, yeah.
So that's all a man can do.
At the end of the day, love is all we really have.
That charm that's been able to let you spawn your way through what is clearly the West Virginia region of the Dwarf Lands. All right, well, we're gonna go. I tied a rope to the top of the hole that we came down, and we're just gonna follow that rope back to the surface world and let you get back to trying to free one of your many bastard families.
Yeah. And I'll go ahead and say, if there's anything we can do to help speed this process up, you know, go ahead, come up the stairs, find somebody, be it me or Drip Fang or...
What are those fucking kids?
Children that only move when you're not looking at them, or some of our many servants with haunted looks in their eyes. Just tell someone you need a hand, and we're rooting for... Well, I guess the hole. We're rooting for the hole.
All right. Well, I'll let you know when I bust on through. if I see my family and I have your crystal and your pancakes.
I mean, right. You don't need to, you can eat those pancakes. They're not magical pancakes.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just food.
Why do I want to eat pancakes when I got plenty of my own piss and shit all around me?
Okay, let's go.
All right, we'll just meet you. Nice to meet you.
So long. Best of luck. I've been meaning to watch
Overboard.
Hey, Drifang, let's get some ghosts to out us here.
Yeah, that's a great idea. There are parts of that I need to blast out of my brain with sound. Ghosts, play us out.
I never went so fast from feeling sorry for a person and then finding them revolting. I mean character, not person. Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. You can hear Chris on the 5th season of Pocket Guide to Hell Radio, returning in April. Pocket Guide to Hell explores the intersection of art, politics, and culture as illuminated by Chicago's past. You can listen at lumpenradio.com, that's LUMPEN radio.com, or Chicagoans can tune in at 105.5 FM. Dripfang, Le Desbarre, was played by Kevin Serretta. Kevin can be seen on stage every Friday and Saturday performing with Improvised Shakespeare Chicago at I.O. Chicago. Tickets and info at ioimprov.com. You can also hear riffs and jokes that he wrote in Season 13 of Mystery Science Theater 3000. For Season 13 and all past seasons of MST3K, go to gizmoplex.com. Scrom Doggle Manafort, or Scrom Grobble Gaimanforth, or Scrom Dobble Gabbleforth, or just Scrom, was played by Eli Mandel. You can follow Eli on Instagram and Twitter at Eli Coyote. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi, Chris Rathjen, and Kevin Serretta. This episode was edited by Anna Hoverman. Logo by Allard Laban. Theme by Andy Poland. None of this is real, blah, blah, blah. But don't sweat it, unless you're sweating from the summer heat. You can continue all this crazy summer fun by heading over to the Magic Tavern Patreon page at patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron and support our independent production. For only $5 per month, you get tons of benefits, like 2 new bonus episodes each and every month. Right now, you can hear more Masters of Mayhem, with the second part of Season 3 coming later this year, but you can also hear more Girls' Night episodes, where Giannessa, Momo, and Flower go on their own adventures. Shadow City, a real-play superhero noir adventure with Anthony Birch, and if you're really desperate, an episode featuring Arnie Chunt Nusador inside a haunted horse. Yes, I said horse, and I said inside. But you get way more than just bonus content. You get access to the Magic Tavern Discord, a quarterly virtual meet-and-greet on Discord with the hosts, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, early access to live events, and the full back catalog of bonus content, ad-free, including every single Magic Tavern spin-off series. To learn more and become a patron, visit patreon.com/magictavern.
What's that? The pool is closing and it's time to head home for the night. All right, but Craigie babies, you know this. Even though you may not hear from me for a little while, it's still summertime in your hearts. Keep stretching to the heavens, babies.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.